I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all you donkity donks in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you may be listening on the Odyssey app. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com and join their team today. I am Cakes. You can follow me on Twitter at MoneyMetalCakes, on Instagram at CakesFlops, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Sitting to my right.
How are you, buddy?
I'm fine. He is at EB Junkies on those aforementioned platforms.
And what about Venmo? What's my Venmo?
I don't know your Venmo.
You keep saying it. You don't have it memorized?
Why would I have your Venmo memorized?
Eric-Bickle-3.
Okay, there you
Thank
go.
You. It's some out guy, there. Some guy requested $20. Oh, yeah. He said for bad radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. He insulted me.
He wanted you to pay.
Yeah, he wanted me to pay him for listening.
Did you ship it to him?
No.
Of course not.
I was very insulted.
Tell that guy to zip it.
Yeah.
You only take
I only
money.
Accept
you're
tips.
You're just a taker on
yes.
the Venmo.
Yes.
You're not too keen on giving money to people.
I mean, it's a 25-year grind and getting up for 20 years. I mean, you know.
That guy's just butt disrespectful is what he is.
Yeah.
Jason Bishop is here.
Hello.
Do you want to give your Venmo too?
At Lurch Bish. look, I am shameless, but I'm not on that level. He gives it every day.
Every single day. It's part of the routine.
It hadn't been that profitable, believe me.
I know. You'll probably get like a 50 cents today.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. John Paul Flame
I don't even know.
Here.
Can you Venmo 50 cents?
What's up, Cakes?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can.
I'm not sure if JP even has Venmo.
I do.
Oh, you do? Very good.
I'm not sure the name. I think it might be my actual name.
Right.
It's so annoying that you can't just get your own name. Like, I mean, some people can.
Sure.
But, yeah.
And, of course, we're joined by our friends behind the glass, the Matt and Matt Show. Matt Myers, brother of Michael Myers. Hello.
This is his favorite month.
This is his favorite month. He just gets
today is bit season day for everyone.
It is bit season. That is correct. And Drab T-shirt is here as well.
My wife told me she didn't know who Michael Myers was the other day because she's never seen Halloween.
Seriously? Now, your wife is kind of young. How old is your wife?
Not that young. She's 31.
31?
That is a kid.
Yeah.
But that's just 20 years younger. She could easily be my kid.
What year?
The original Halloween came out in the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 78.
It's understandable that
she
wouldn't
alive either.
Okay, but
no.
She should know who Michael Myers transcends just the movie. Like, he's a pop culture thing.
I guarantee my kids don't know who Michael Myers is. They don't know Jason Voorhees.
Well, they should. I mean, that's poor parenting.
That's olden days.
That's poor parenting on your part.
It's olden days to them. That's like you knowing movies from the 50s.
I mean, they should know who Freddy Krueger is. They should know who Jason Voorhees is.
Why would they?
They should.
They grew up with more current horrors.
They should know all of the 70s into 80s horror movie slasher killers. They should know all
those
guys. But
they were born in the 2000s.
Doesn't matter. It's called teaching your kids about history.
You think all three of your kids know those three names? Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, and Freddy Krueger. I would say no.
I'm going to guess that my two older kids know. I'm going to guess Brendan, my youngest, probably doesn't. Mm-hmm. He's just not that into
He's not
it.
Like five.
No, he knows who Michael Myers is, Locke, because we were considering going to see Halloween Kills.
Okay.
Until I saw.
So he knows the new version.
Yes. Until I saw all the poo-poo reviews, and I said, I'm not
well,
going to
I think the concept
bucks.
Of that is they flip the script, and instead of Michael Myers going after people,
right.
The town goes after Michael Myers.
Okay, I kind of like it. I don't hate it. Now, I will see it eventually.
It looks cheesy.
I'm sure it's terrible.
You know you can watch it on Peacock.
I did not know that.
Pretty sure.
I don't have Peacock. I mean, I guess I could get, I could subscribe and do the number 7-day free trial.
I was going to say, why don't you do the free bit?
Is it Peacock? Because I think I know I have Peacock because I got it for the PLL. I think it's, isn't it only like $4.99 or something? I think it's pretty cheap.
I think for their basic version, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's like $10.
Gotcha.
You know.
But then I would subscribe, and then I would forget, and then I'd just, another life leak, just another $4.99 out the window.
Oh, yeah.
Every month. Look, we're
definitely
we're,
a life leak.
We touched on this, I think it was yesterday. We don't make Howard Stern money.
No.
Okay, we don't make anything close to Howard Stern money.
Makes Howard Stern money.
So
Musk does.
These are things that we have to keep track of, you know, the monthly expenses.
I saw Musk might be the first trillionaire.
Whatever. All right. I don't care about him.
No, nobody. I don't even think about him.
I know. He's such a zero to me. I mean, I'm jealous, I guess, of his income.
By the way, I did watch Michael Myers murder, you know, teenage girls yesterday for about an hour.
Okay, good. That's a good thing. Close
the
to
the original?
Halloween.
Yeah, the original, 1978. Yeah. Lee Curtis was 20 years old in that.
I've never heard of it. The movie was called Teenage Girls? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
He watched Halloween.
You haven't seen that yet? Teenage Girls?
I don't know what you're... Why? I didn't get the Teenage Girls.
That's who he goes after in the movie.
He kills teenage girls everywhere.
They're like babysitting on Halloween. He breaks into their houses and tries to kill them.
The acting's worse than ever.
I mean, EB, you of all people in here should be into Halloween because... The town where it happens is where you were born. It's in Illinois. Haddonfield, Illinois. Yeah. Mm. You should be into it.
I wasn't born in that town.
I know, but you were born in Illinois.
It's definitely not filmed in Illinois, though.
I'm sure it wasn't.
How close is Haddonfield to Harvey?
I was born in Harvey.
Haddonfield's probably a fictitious.
I think it's a made-up town.
He was born in Matt Harvey.
I know.
Google Haddonfield, Illinois. It's probably fictitious.
I'm just saying that EB has Illinois ties to the movie.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a worse town than Harvey, Illinois.
Really?
You'd be really hard-pressed.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You go there to die.
Just down on its luck?
I was born there, but that's where most people go to
just
die.
Just nubs.
There is a town called Haddonfield. It's in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's different.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
That was apparently the inspiration for the fictional Haddonfield, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Did not know that.
There's some Halloween trivia. All based off Valdez, who was missed during our PenFed Live hit yesterday.
That's true. Did you hit any dingers? How did you guys?
Did you carry the team? Were you the hero of the day?
I had a triple.
Ooh. Nice.
Very good.
I was surprised I made it to third.
I'm hoping not a triple. It's no joke.
You were that hammered or just the long
drive? I mean,
just,
look at me. I'm 30,
slow.
I'm 34 and gray and obese.
A triple, though, usually. Did you hit a gapper?
No, I hit a silly stinger over the right fielder's head.
Did somebody fall down in the outfield?
No, I hit the fence and then legged it out.
Very good.
Yeah, I asked him if the ball got stuck under the
fence. Did the right fielder only have one leg?
Oh, that's just disrespectful. Yeah,
it was Oscar Pistorius playing right field.
Valdez used to run a lot. He would do the bit.
He did?
I don't like this running outside. He would do the bit where he preferred going to a track to just go around the oval over and over and over again. Even when he was doing like 5 miles.
I would prefer running 5 miles on a track instead of like on a rail.
No hills.
Honestly,
to cakes
his
hills.
Mouth as agape.
I would rather play Russian roulette once. If somebody said, you can either, anytime you run, you have to run around a track. Or you can play Russian roulette once, and if you survive
a 1-in-6 shot.
I think I would take it. I think I would take those chances because running around a track couldn't be more boring.
Well, but also I think you would lose track. Like, what was your system? Yeah. Just in your head, you were going.
I always wondered
three
that with
laps.
Swimmers.
No,
swimmers do their bit.
Yeah. I would go on the outside so that it would be
a little longer.
A little longer,
right?
And I would just put on a podcast. A la bit season.
Right.
And zone out. And then all of a sudden, I look up and it's been an hour.
So you would just run an hour. You didn't know how many laps you ran?
No, I would know, but I'm just saying, like, I would run 6 miles or however.
Well, kudos to you because that just sounds completely miserable.
I was running so fast to third base last night.
Right.
I almost had a Bryce Harper moment where my hat almost came off when I was running. And so I had to snatch it while I was running.
Because your sick flow almost knocked the helmet off.
Then my grays were flowing in the wind.
Did you play those games at Algonquin? Is that where you
Potomac Lakes.
Yeah.
The same place that you used to play it.
Yeah. I know. Oh, believe me, I was there.
Did you get the dub?
Times.
No, we lost in dramatic fashion. Jack made a crucial error.
Oh, he did.
Wacky Jackie.
It was not Jack.
Boot it. What did he do?
He kind of bobbled the ball and then he threw it into right field, trying to get the guy going to second.
Oh. Playing short or third?
Who's playing third? He's not going to be.
He's going to be inconsolable today.
Oh, dude, he was so bummed after the game.
Well, if I were him, plus it was that bad, I would just take the rest of the week off.
Plus, his dad came, too.
Oh, his dad.
Oh, so he's embarrassed.
So he just...
Trying to show off for pops and just...
And Jack grew up playing baseball and everything. He's a good whole life.
Please tell me his dad was there.
Did just his dad scream shame.
At him? Did his dad scream at him and just dress him down in front of the rest of the players?
No, he didn't say anything.
Now, how'd he do at the plate? Was it just an all-around miserable day for him?
I don't know. Mm.
That's just brutal.
I trust me. I don't keep track of Jack's softball stuff.
Well, you just might remember.
No, I don't remember.
Like if he hit just a tater remembers. Or
no,
something.
He remembers his own personal glory.
I still remember when we played, like our team. EB and I played with some of the homies, and we had a team probably 20 years ago.
Been a while.
We were maybe in our 20s, early 30s.
Yeah,
and I still remember just like the whole season. One guy struck out, and then they would have to buy a case of beer for the team.
Right.
It was just like one. Like that's it.
Well, if
that's really my when it comes to memories.
I didn't play with this team.
I feel like it was Bucky.
But if that were the case, for the HFS softball team, then 80% of the people would have been buying cases of beer. Because if you want to see a comical group of people play softball, put a bunch of alt rock DJs out on the field wearing kilts and all a bunch of other nonsense.
I remember. The big O being in the outfield and like running into somebody else. And then the ball was right there. Mm-hmm. Somebody's rounding first base.
Right.
And because they ran into each other, they just decided to sit there and argue with each other. And the ball just sat there in the outfield and nobody threw it in.
I bet you Oscar looked like Bryce Harper, though. I bet he had silly sunglasses.
I think he was Oscar Bandana back then. Like that was kind of his look.
Now, let me just say, the Venn diagram of silly softball players with people who know a lot about Fall Out Boy and Linkin Park, there's no real intersection there. There just isn't.
Right.
Yeah, that was a nubby
team. Well, did Wacky Jackie drop the ball like Kyle Schwarber did last night? Just dropped it?
I don't think it was that bad.
I haven't seen the replay. I need to see the replay. Was it really, really bad?
I mean, it was a ground ball to short, and he just dropped the ball. It would have been an out. Two runs scored, like two batters later, unearned. Game over.
Dusty Baker, 5 wins from winning a World Series.
Oh, Dusty.
You know what? I'm rooting for Dusty.
Your team,
the rest
Dusty.
Of the way.
I know. We're probably the minority because most people hate the Astros for cheating. Yeah. But it's kind of a redemption story.
I thought you were a Freddie Freeman guy.
You can't
like
be cheating.
I do like Freddie Freeman. I mean, I saw him in the All-Star game, right? And he came off really well.
Freddie Freeman.
I mean, he's a Nats killer, so I hate him in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're up 3-1.
It's amazing
how
storylines change within a series because Boston was just killing the ball. They set a postseason record for 10 or more hits in 6 straight postseason games. Mm-hmm. Now they can't hit their way out of a paper bag. They had 3 last night. I think they had 5 in game 4. So
who was the Valdez who was crushing it yesterday?
Framber Valdez, but yeah, that's Valdez's cousin. Yeah, Framber. Yeah,
silly name.
Looked like Greg Maddux last night.
By the way, we should give props to the Wiz for getting the dub last night in Toronto. Just
that was
spanked
wild.
They spanked the Raptors.
What jumped out at you the most? Me was Montrezl Harrell.
Harrell was really good.
Well, you know what?
Kuzma had like 20 boards.
I think he finished with 15.
Was it 15?
We talked about Harrell and being small, right? 6'7", whatever. Kutcher dropped a nugget. He asked Drew Gooden what his wingspan was, and Drew said 7 feet. Yeah. Harrell's is 7'4". Yeah. And then I looked at him, and I was like, oh, my God, he does have the world's longest arms.
He does.
They literally go to the floor.
They really do.
So that's how you could play in the post. It doesn't matter your height.
Well,
if you've got 8-foot-long arms.
What shocked me the most
also, nobody plays in the post.
Right.
Yeah.
Hardly anybody plays in the post, so he's not having to defend old-school Patrick Ewing or Olajuwon shooting turnaround jumpers. There's hardly any of those guys in the NBA now. So
when is the last time the Wiz held a team to 83 or less?
I know. I was shocked.
That just jumps off the
page. I don't know if it was the defense or if Toronto just couldn't shoot the ball.
I mean, I'm sure it's a combination of the two, but I mean, the Wiz routinely let teams score well into the hundreds.
Correct. They were 30 for 97 last night.
I did hear Unset. Look, that's obviously
and
his
7 for
rep.
34 from threes.
Yeah.
His rep is as a defensive coach, and I thought he made a really good point. 12-minute quarters in the NBA. He said if you can simply have one more stop in a quarter, one, you're a far better defensive team.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It shaves 8 points right there. Just one freaking stop.
I only watched the first half. I didn't watch the second half. I couldn't tell if they were playing better defense or if they were just the worst shooting team I've ever seen.
I think the Raptors mostly stink.
Yeah.
Then they start a guy named Precious.
Precious Achiuwa. Yeah.
He's actually.
He wasn't bad.
Dude, he was good. He went to, where do you go, Memphis?
I think that's right.
He was a good college player.
By the way, Daniel Gafford, we were kind of scoffing at the money he got in his most recent extension.
Yeah.
You look at his line, he gave you 8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and four get out of here's in just 22 minutes.
No, it was an impressive
solid
debut.
Solid player.
You have to keep it in perspective. It was the Toronto Raptors.
Hey, a win's a win, my friend.
It's a road win. If you look at the history, recent history, the last 15, 20 years of openers for the Wizards. Terrible record.
Yes.
Road openers even worse.
Yeah, so they punish the Raptors on the road. You have to love that. And now they come back and they open against the Pacers at home on October 22nd. That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Still tickets available.
Trying to get to 2-0. Oh, the Wiz are on a heater. Start the season. Might have bullets fever. Or I might just be wearing a beanie inside. Getting warmer.
It is. But, for some reason, it's butt hot today. Why is it butt hot today?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Oh, you know, the door's closed. We need to open
every
the
day
door.
Is different in here.
By the way, the weather yesterday was just
beautiful.
Perfect.
It's amazing. All right, coming up
why
on the show today.
Why wasn't I on the golf course,
I don't know.
Valdez? Why wasn't I on the golf course yesterday?
You know what?
Should have been too.
You made a poor life decision by not being on the golf course.
Yeah.
Should have been there.
Well, it's because we had the Facebook Live
thing. That's true. You had a work commitment. Yeah.
I was just thinking about it all day.
Right. Coming up a bit later on the show on an Open Line Thursday, Dave Richard is going to join us at 8 a.m. Yes, it's already week 7. It's here. You have a Thursday night game between the Browns and the Broncos. He'll give you all the fantasy advice you need. Jason Lockenfora is on the show at 9 a.m. And, of course, Ryan Zimmerman from the Nats at 9:25. All coming up here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks on an Open Line Thursday, which, of course, is sponsored.
It is, Mr. Cakesy. Mm-hmm. Open Line Thursday is presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and or doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last forever. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
So yesterday afternoon-ish, I want to say, the interwebs started buzzing with reports of the Deshaun Watson trade heating up potentially between the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins. And
part of the reason that's heating up is because the NFL trade deadline is coming up within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe, is it November 2nd or 8th? Can double check that. But
early November.
It is looming, so those talks are heating up. And then that trade evolved into not just a potential two-team trade. It became it's going to be a three-team trade because once Watson lands in Miami, then Miami's going to want to get rid of Tua Tagovailoa.
Of course.
And then the rumors started spreading that Tua could potentially be heading here to the Washington football team via
trade.
That'd
be juicy.
So we wanted to ask the listeners at 800-636-1067, would Tua interest you if he showed up here? Would early, you be into Tua?
Early poll results, pulse of the people.
Yes.
Not looking good for the love for Tua here in Washington. We put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. And it's just a couple minutes into it, but the last I checked, 68% were saying no. Now it's up to 70% say
they don't want
no Tua.
Well, I mean, would you want to trade a bunch of assets for what's been a fragile guy so far in his NFL career?
He's had multiple injuries.
Who basically throws one touchdown for every interception that he throws. Would you want to give up?
I think that's an exaggeration.
I don't think it's that much of an exaggeration.
Yeah, but it's so early on. I mean, you could have said that about Peyton early in his career.
How many games has he played? About
12 or 13.
Yeah. I mean, look at Peyton's interceptions his first year. Look at, you know what I mean?
You think he's going to turn into anything close to Peyton Manning?
No.
Cakes, it's totally not fair to say 1-1. It's 2-1. He has 2 touchdowns for every interception.
You're sure about those numbers?
I mean, I'm looking at Google. It says career, 14 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
I may have to double check my numbers.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, misread the numbers.
You throw out 1-1, and I'm like, I actually think he's taking care of the ball for the most part pretty good. Now, the knock on him was, and I know you're probably biased because you're a Fitz guy, was that last year the Dolphins were better with Fitz under center than Tua.
Correct.
And that actually wasn't really true if you, and I know you're going to say it doesn't matter, if you looked at quarterback wins.
Which I don't.
Okay. Well, turnovers is part of the reason, and Fitz, we know, is turnover prone, and Tua, for the most part, on a team that was led by their defense last year, took care of the ball. So he didn't have the yards, but he also had less turnovers per game, which made the team overall more successful with Tua under center.
Well, first of all, I think we should say this, that everybody involved, Keim, J.P. Finley, Stan, all the guys that are on the beat.
They're all calling it BS.
They all went to their sources at Redskins Park, and the Redskins all denied it. So,
where did the original rumor start?
Remember that guy, Cody, whatever.
Cody. All right, we got to find Cody.
Somebody. We talked about it on the Facebook stream last night.
Right.
But nevertheless.
So he's not a reliable. Cody is not reliable.
Well, I mean, so far it doesn't seem like there's any validity to it. But, you know, the Redskins could certainly lie. The football team, whatever the hell they are.
Of course they could.
I mean, so.
Well, it starts with.
It's an interesting dialogue anyway, because Washington is in the market for a quarterback. And the other little subplot, though, and I know that J.P. Finley tweeted this, is that while they've denied interest and say it's BS on Tua, his sources are telling him that they're definitely not impressed with the 22 class so far.
Right, they're asking around.
With their initial sort of scouting, they're not in love with the 22
class. Well, they weren't in love, really, with the 21 class either.
Right.
Because if they really wanted a guy or loved a guy, they would have done something to move
up. Well, whatever they do, they better get it right. Because whoever they choose as the next quarterback going forward, that's it for this regime, in my opinion.
Yeah. Like, you
better get it right.
Yeah, you're married to him.
Like, that's your guy. Because, I mean, Ron's already into year two.
Yeah.
He's not going to be here for 10 years. He'd be lucky to be here for the full 5 of his contract.
Here's why you started hearing the rumors. And they can deny it. And maybe they aren't interested in Tua. But it starts with the Deshaun Watson Dolphins rumors. And they don't go away. And according to John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, he believes they could strike a deal as early as this week that Deshaun Watson could be shipped to Miami. So people are then wondering, well, what's the next step?
Okay, but even
Miami's not going to want to keep
even if he goes
both of those
week,
quarterbacks.
Like, is he going to be ready to play this week? Are the legal hurdles going to be out of the way?
Maybe not.
That might be a long play for
them. Of course, right, it'd be a long play. But Miami, who was supposed to be a playoff contender,
well,
they
not.
Only have one win.
We know they're not.
After they lost to Jacksonville. So they may not be playing for this year.
Right.
And they may believe that everything's going to get sorted out, or they're willing to gamble. Everything will get sorted out over the next year so that Deshaun would be ready to be the Dolphins quarterback in 2022.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then they might not be moving to it now. That might be waiting.
That is correct.
Right.
But if you're going to get Deshaun and you believe he's going to be ready for 2022, then maybe you do parlay Tua into something, draft picks.
I don't doubt for a second that there's too much noise. I don't doubt for a second that they're looking to move Tua. I don't doubt it at all. But I'm just going to take our beat guys that we have here locally and their instincts that Washington is not BSing them and that they actually aren't in those sweepstakes.
I just think the perception, and Cakes is a perfect example, the perception of Tua is that he's garbage.
Yes, I think that's too early to say.
When you actually look at his numbers, they're better than what you think, and if you watch him, like this week, how would you describe his play on Sunday? Did you get to watch any of them?
I watched some of it. I would say he was
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
He threw a horrible pick. A horrible pick. But for the most part.
Sorry, Pat Mahomes.
He probably got a B-plus for
now,
that game.
I would also argue he's playing against probably the worst team in the league, in the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Sure. Okay.
So you have to take that into account,
too. I feel like it's way too early to bury him.
I think it's too early to write off Tua also. Yeah. I happen to agree with that. And if you're asking me as a Washington fan, I'd be somewhat intrigued. Sure. I'm willing to kick the tires on him.
Well, because you realize he's better than what you have, exactly.
Oh, he might be better than what you have.
It kind of depends on what you have to give up.
But if the trade package were, and this is what Grant and Danny were kicking around yesterday while these rumors were circulating, a second, a fourth, and a sixth, I'm going to say thanks, but no thanks. Not giving up multiple picks.
That's worth a quarterback.
I'd give a second.
Might be too much, but if the guy's a hit, it's worth it.
If he's a hit, yeah.
If he's a miss, it's not worth it.
I might give up a second and a fifth.
I think he's still a big question mark. Big question mark.
The biggest question mark is probably the health.
Well, put it this way. He is a big question mark. But if you don't make a trade for someone like that, the question marks gets even bigger for next year.
Right.
It's a bigger question mark. Because you don't know who you're going to have.
Sure.
You don't know, out of this 22 class, who's going to be good, who's not going to be good.
You could have a guy with the opposite numbers.
Is it Malik Willis, the dude out of Liberty? You have to silly.
No, he can run. That's what he can do. He can run.
There's no way a kid from Liberty's making that leap.
Believe me, there'll be quarterbacks overdrafted like they always are.
I'll just say this.
In this class.
I'll say this. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. It is Open Line Thursday. Their second, fourth, and sixth this year. With Sam Cosmi, he's proven to be a good player.
Yeah.
Bateman, John Bates, the tight end, and Cameron Cheeseman, a long snapper. That is worth a potential franchise quarterback, easily.
Yeah, I might tend to agree with JP on this one.
I mean, would you give up Cameron Cheeseman?
Okay, if he
John Bates, aka Bateman, and Sam Cosmi. For a starting quarterback.
If I know he's going to be a hit, and he's going to be a top 15 quarterback.
But you don't know.
Yeah,
it's always a chance.
But, Casey, you don't know that.
Of course I don't know.
You've got to roll the dice. You've got to make a
if you believe in him or not.
He's a tiny guy who struggles to throw the ball downfield. He has to put his entire body to throw the ball downfield, if you watch him, with his wackadoo windup.
I disagree with you. Most famous play going back to college is a deep ball.
I don't care about what he did in college.
He doesn't struggle to throw downfield.
I care about what he does in the pros.
You're not watching him every Saturday. He struggles to throw downfield.
I don't watch him every week. Don't watch him every week. But he has to put all of the effort into his tiny little body
He doesn't have the strongest arm, but he's pretty accurate.
I'm intrigued.
I mean, he doesn't have Justin Herbert's arm.
I'm intrigued just because we're like ground zero.
Right, we're
at
desperate.
That position.
This place is desperate for a quarterback,
and we don't draft well. So, what are our draft picks worth?
Right. I mean, draft capital isn't worth that much.
We don't draft well here. We have a 20-year history of not drafting very well.
But I say there's about a 5% chance that this trade happens.
Yeah, I think we're just getting worked up over nothing.
I believe our beat guys that say.
Now, like you said, maybe the team's just not giving up any info.
It could be lying.
It could be.
But you have to also trust our guys and their instincts I
trust their relationship.
Your guy Tua with his rocket arm for his career, 6.4 yards per attempt. That is nubs. And now his career's been short.
That could be for a lot of reasons.
Okay, it also could be because he has a weak arm and he doesn't push the ball downfield.
I don't think that's his history. I don't think he's afraid to take chances.
But again, he's better.
I'm just going by the numbers.
He's better than whatever
you got
here. He's
on a horrific team.
He's on a bad team, sure. Yeah. He'd be on a bad team here, too.
Yeah.
If he gets traded here, he'd be on a bad team.
Yeah.
He'd go from one bad team to another.
All right, but
we've been actually better than them lately.
I don't know. I think you're basically in the same boat.
Well, this year we might be, but last year weren't we better?
No, didn't they win like 10 games last year?
Did they win 10?
They won nine or 10 games.
And that's one of the knocks on Miami and Tua's, but they had a shot at making the playoffs late.
They won 10 games last
year?
Yeah. Nine or 10, something like that.
They're pulling Fitz, who was better, by the way, than Tua last year, just to get Tua on the field because he was
I think they needed to beat Buffalo in week 16 or 17 last year to make the playoffs.
Yes, and Buffalo rested all their starters.
Buffalo rested them, and they still lost.
And
Tua didn't play well in the game, so they were a win away from the playoffs.
Cakes, do you know who was the best rated deep ball passer in the NFL last year. I'll give you 20 chances.
Best rated deep ball passer. I wouldn't have any clue.
Daniel Jones. Okay. If you just look at deep balls.
So what's your point?
My point is, I think you have a perception, clearly, when you think that Tua throws one interception for every touchdown, and that's driving you. So you've got your narrative that Tua can't throw a deep ball, but I think if you actually look at the numbers of deep ball throws and percentage, you're going to be surprised. Daniel Jones, I guarantee, and I'm not going to go through the exercise of picking 20. We've already revealed it. But you wouldn't have picked him probably 20 in.
No, but look, Daniel Jones, he has some skill sets. He can get out of the pocket, and he can throw a deep ball. But his skill set also includes multiple turnovers per game. Well, here's what he does.
Let me throw another question out. Obviously, Miami, they want an upgrade. They're not a true believer in Tua.
Stephen Ross, their owner, has a big chubby in his pants for Deshaun Watson. He can't wait to get him to Miami.
Shouldn't Washington have a chub for Deshaun Watson?
I think
it's too much baggage. I'm actually stunned that Miami has it.
I'm thinking that these owners know more than we do.
You know what?
About the situation.
Sure they do,
Washington, I know they have a ton of problems, a myriad of problems. They should welcome the. This is a place that thrives on chaos. Bring in some more chaos with Deshaun Watson.
Well, look,
because
you know
he's better than Tua.
If you know Deshaun Watson's. He's going to play somewhere.
Right.
He's not going to be banned from the league forever.
Well, unless he's in jail or something.
Okay, but I'm going to bet that he's not going to go to jail for
this. Isn't there like 20 chicks claiming he sexually assaulted him?
I think for the most
part. I don't know about assault. The statute of limitations is kind of on his side in a lot of them.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was in the last year or two. What are they, like 10 years ago?
Yeah, but sometimes the statute of limitation is a year.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that. I thought it was like 7 years.
I'm just going to go out on a line and say he's going to play somewhere next year. Maybe he'll play somewhere this year. Who knows?
I know. It appears that he is, right? I'm still stunned that you would want that baggage.
I think the baggage ultimately would go away.
This team has so much baggage. I don't think it would. Just throw it on the pile, in my opinion.
That's pretty bad.
It's
not great optics. I understand.
It's kind of like signing OJ.
Did the baggage for Kareem Hunt go away? Did the baggage for Tyreek Hill go away?
Yeah, but those are like, you could write those off as isolated incidents. This is like
true.
20.
It's a pattern of behavior.
But it was still baggage.
Yeah.
And who knows what's true and what's not. Yeah. But my point is, if there are teams interested in Deshaun Watson, and you might be right. Maybe he doesn't play the rest of the year. Maybe this takes forever.
Well, I'm not predicting that he's playing or not playing. I have no idea.
I just think that Washington should be in the mix for it.
I really do. At some point, I have to have a character line. At some point.
Oh, you throw character out the window. What do you care more about, character or wins?
I used to say wins, but as I'm getting older.
Right.
All right, coming up at 7, we will hit the Skins, give you the latest on the Washington football team as they get ready to take on the Green Bay Packers this weekend. But when we come back, we'll give you the latest in the Brian Laundrie investigation next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, packed with some great guests today. Dave Richard at 8 for all your fantasy football queries.
If you don't have questions for Dave Richard, you are a big fat liar. Because week 7, there are so many silly players on bye.
Right.
Everybody's on bye. CeeDee Lamb's on bye. Austin Eckler's on bye. The Bills are on bye. Everybody's on bye this
week. Justin Jefferson on bye.
All of the sillies are sitting at home this week.
Stephon Diggs on bye.
You definitely have questions for Dave Richard.
So we've got Dave at 8.
I hate bye weeks.
We have Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL insider at 9. We can ask him about the Deshaun Watson and Tua trade rumors. And we've got Zim, 925. Zim told us after the season he just wants to keep talking to us. We're like, let's go for it.
Mm.
So Zim will be on at 925.
He likes your boys.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to.
Yes.
It's funny because when we first met him, he was a little standoffish, a little bit. I mean,
he was just a shyer.
He's very private.
He was a more guarded player because we've known him for a decade plus, probably.
Right. But, you know, we would do the spring break or spring training shows.
Yep.
And, I mean, he was fine. He was good. But he's very reserved.
He really opened up the last couple of years.
The last couple of years, he really did.
Yep. Yep. And so we'll do that at 9:25. Zim will join us. I know this. So I got on the Facebook Live a couple minutes late. Thank you to PenFed Credit Union as we did Facebook Live on Facebook.com/TheJunks. You can still see it there. And you guys were talking about Brian Laundrie. It's like, I thought we were doing a Wiz season opener.
Come on, man. It's stream
of consciousness. The biggest story in the country. I mean, on some level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, obviously there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. But in terms of, like, I don't know, tabloidy stuff, it's the right. biggest tabloidy story.
It's the one
story.
Seed.
Yeah. And it looks like he's Dunsky. Now, the way the initial reports came out, it was that they found what was reported as a so-called shallow grave,
mm-hmm.
where they found what looked like human remains and like a notebook.
They found his notebook.
And a maybe some clothing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, well, does that mean somebody murdered him? But maybe that was just mischaracterized. You know, what is your theory?
Is your theory he
just offed himself?
Yes.
Or was he like food? Because he's still in that area.
He probably offed himself, and then he turned into gator food.
Yeah, that seems most likely. That he nixed himself, and then the critters got to him.
And then that's an awful way to...
But we'll find out.
Well, no more awful than him strangling his girlfriend to death.
For sure. But still, I mean, let's take each one as an isolated incident.
Yeah.
Okay? Killing yourself and then knowing you're going to be alligator food.
Once you killed yourself, it doesn't matter.
It's not like you
I know. I'm signed up to be pulverized.
It's 37 days after he went missing.
So dog didn't find him?
I know.
So FBI, Tampa FBI.
The family, it seemed, found him, right? They went back and looked, they say, where the family told him a month ago. They said, this is where he liked to hike a month ago. But I guess because it was underwater, they never found it.
So the family was actually cooperative because a lot
supposedly,
of people thought the family was obfuscating, whatever the word is.
Yes.
Can't pronounce it.
Interfering.
Obfuscating.
It's
obfuscating.
Obfuscating. I know the word, but I can't pronounce it.
Same, obviously.
Yeah, you know what? Just keep that one on the shelf. Just go with interfered with the investigation.
Right. Obfuscating.
Do we know how he donked himself off?
That's what I'm asking.
No, they're just doing
the
autopsy.
I'm sure that'll come out in the next few days.
I mean, look, it's more than likely him,
but he has to be positive.
What if it's not him?
Oh, it's 100% him.
Edatoctan.
It is 99.9%.
Why would they find
him?
A notebook belonging to the body if it wasn't him?
No, it's definitely him.
Yeah, it's 100%
him. No, but the question is, how did he do it? Did he just bring a simple gun? Was he known to have a handgun?
I don't know.
If you're
know.
A hunter and you're out in the wild, you probably have a gun, right? If you're known to hike a lot.
So easy possibly. Everyone has guns.
Have to shoot a bear or something.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He probably had a gun and just donked himself.
Probably.
Hmm.
And who knows
pills?
What a gun is?
Maybe pills?
Go to the woods and take a bunch of pills?
I don't know. That's how this wimp would do it. I can't blow my head off with a gun.
I'm way too handsome.
It's kind of weird that he was right there the whole time.
Right.
I mean, he was right next to the Mustang that they found.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, right on the trail, right off the
trail. The part I don't understand is where it was reported as a shallow grave. So maybe that was just a bad report.
I just don't understand how they had dog. They had everything.
They had boats going around, right?
Yeah. Like, how did they not stumble into him?
I don't know. But supposedly the parents... who've been really weird, they were distraught yesterday when they finally were confronted.
Even though
the dad
was always seen laughing and giggling around.
Yeah, they were distraught.
It says the area had been underwater for some time until recently. So
right.
I guess whatever area it was kind of receded and then they were able to find the body.
I would be most intrigued if he just... got eaten.
If he just threw himself into the swamp.
No, like he didn't even. Like he was trying to survive.
Oh, you think like a gator just crept up on him?
Yeah, because that's what people said, that he couldn't survive there. Like where he went,
right.
You can't survive more than a few days. It's too treacherous.
Yeah.
So that would actually intrigue me the most, that this kid thought he could survive out there and he just, the elements got him.
What happened to the Pinterest theory? Thought he was out there pinning.
Maybe he did.
Yeah, he was getting
one
pinned
final
by a 10-foot
check-in.
Gator.
He followed one more person and then donked himself off.
Well, I don't understand. Why is it so hard to survive out there?
I think because of the terrain and the gators.
Right, there's swamps everywhere.
Yeah,
there's gators.
It's a middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's just
how are you going to eat?
You ever watch Naked and Afraid? There are certain places on Earth you cannot survive.
I'm just dying to drop drab in the middle of this spot with a backpack. Right. And like one bottle of water.
Well, I'm not me. No, but it's so.
I'm a city slicker.
They said like this particular area, I think, was so dangerous.
I mean, Carlton Reserve. That's what it's called.
I would stand by Occam's Razor. The simplest answer is usually the answer. And Jason threw it out there immediately.
I said this weeks ago.
The most likely outcome was that he killed himself when they weren't finding him.
Yeah.
It wasn't some sort of bunker underneath the parents' garden.
We didn't believe that.
Some guy randomly running around the country pinning,
I'm hoping
avoiding everybody.
He just realized that he's a monster and he was a terrible person. And he was walking next to a swamp that he saw 10 gators hanging out.
And he just jumped in.
And he just said,
"No,
you know what? My life's over. My life sucks. I'm going to spend the rest of my life in prison. I'm just going to jump into the swamp and let the gators have me as food." I'm hoping that's what went down.
Hmm.
Now, that's probably a 5% or less chance.
You think Jabbar Gaffney was eating him?
Yeah, all the gators. Tim Tebow had a bite. All
right.
of them.
Hmm.
That's the best case scenario.
This Carlton Reserve has 80 miles of hiking trails, and trails may flood after heavy rainfall, which it did rain a lot, by the way, in the last 3 weeks down there.
Yeah.
Until recently. So, I mean, it's just the middle of nowhere, and if it rains, you got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Did they report how much of his remains were there?
No, but I mean,
they said that it looked like they'd been there a while.
Yeah, probably died pretty quickly. Probably went out there and within a day or two donked himself off. Right? Probably starved.
By the way, here's some of the critters that you can find in that area: coyotes, owls, bobcats, alligators, herons, egrets, hogs, wild hogs, deer, otter, vultures, raccoons.
By the way, the wild hogs will eat you too.
They will definitely eat you.
By the way, about 90% of those you can see where we live. Vultures, raccoons.
Yeah, but not hogs.
Not alligators.
Okay, not alligators.
Yeah,
correct.
The ones that will kill you, you can't find here.
I saw like 10 vultures the other day because like a deer had been pummeled.
Sure.
And it was sitting there kind of like on the edge of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Vultures were there.
Of course.
And I was like, well, do I walk through that? Are the vultures going to fly away?
They're definitely going to fly away.
Yeah, that's what I did.
They're definitely scared of humans.
Yes.
They don't want to be near you.
I paused. I was like, yeah, I'd be distraught if those vultures attacked me.
Well, they're kind of creepy looking.
Yes.
And they're kind of big, too.
They are pretty damn big.
Yeah, and they're scary.
Like, if they actually attacked me, I think I would survive. No. I would just start swinging and kicking.
It, yeah.
But they would do some damage.
But they're going to attack. They're going to come after you if you're dead.
Right.
They're gonna, like, if you have a heart attack on the trail.
Right, they had a fresh deer right there.
Then they're going to start circling.
They had a fresh rob, and they were pummeling that.
Sure. That's what they do.
They also found a backpack too.
Yeah,
it's his backpack.
No, I mean it's for sure it's him. Yeah. No, for sure it's him. I just would love to know that he was chewed up and spit out.
Well,
that would
be. I hope that's the case.
That would be.
They may have already identified him without doing like you know how they.
Well,
do.
Who else could it be?
Well, my point is they might have done a. Facial recognition identification, like if the parents were there.
Well, that's
facial.
Why the parents
didn't want to.
If he's been dead for, parents were there.
If he's been dead for 35 days,
his face might have.
It doesn't
been
look like your face
at this point.
Nah, you probably can see recognizable things.
Maybe
his body's just decaying.
Do you realize how horrible that is? You're the parent, so go beyond the fact that you raised a murderer. Now you have to ID your mauled dead kid a month later.
Yeah. With raccoons and like otters
baking at your face.
Yeah, been baking out there.
Oh, can you imagine?
If he's been out there,
how could you sleep ever again? Like, you can't do that. You have to have someone else.
If he's been in the elements for a month dead, he's unrecognizable. Like, because animals are getting to
have that image
deterioration of the body at that point.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. You can't just
the weather.
You can't just walk right up to him and go, oh, yeah, it's Brian.
Right.
I think you can.
Oh, I don't think so.
You know. You know
you're
that.
Just thinking.
You guys know.
Jonathan Davis.
I don't think the
knows.
Body deteriorates as fast as you think.
Oh, get someone on the line.
Get an expert. So you're getting eaten at.
Get a forensics expert.
By what are those? What are even the birds that come in and eat you or whatever?
Vultures.
I don't know. I'm not an
animal
guy.
The ones we were talking about 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't hear everything you guys say. You guys don't hear everything. Jason's talked about a backpack 5 minutes after we talked about the backpack.
All right, 24.
Dora gets ice.
By the way, 24 to 72 hours after death, internal organs decompose. 3 to 5 days after death, the body starts to bloat. Blood-containing foam leaks from mouth and nose. 8 to 10 days after death, the body turns from green to red. That's just 10 days.
Right.
That's not 37 days.
For a month.
Well, and also it's not when you've been picked at by squirrels, alligators, coyotes. And vultures.
Vultures, yes.
Possibly. Squirrels get more size for acorns.
No. You know what they like fresh meat, too.
No, they know, dude. They have a scent for it. They know. They know.
It's called animal instinct.
Yeah.
It's proven. It's science.
Dude, why do you think the bears come in if they smell a little toothpaste? They smell it.
Of course they do. Smell from a mile away.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to stop talking about dead, bloated bodies. We're going to talk about the Washington football team. You might be able to draw a comparison there as they head into their matchup with the Green Bay Packers this weekend. We'll hit the Skins next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.